It is Friday morning at 9:50.
I don't understand his brain, so you should ask him.
This is a moment for adult leadership.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and House Speaker John Boehner trading jabs over the fiscal cliff negotiations, an indication that the election didn't dissipate the contentious atmosphere that sometimes stinks on Capitol Hill. Joining us live this morning, CBS Chief Washington Correspondent and the host of Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer. Bob, we usually talk with you at 6:50 on Friday mornings, but talking to you anytime is a pleasure. Good to have you with us now.
Well, thank you.
What do you think? Are we going off the cliff?
No, maybe I'm just a cockeyed optimist, but I think in the end they will find the beginning, not a whole deal, but the beginning, perhaps a framework of this deal with more of the work to be done next year, but a way to kind of get past this whole fiscal cliff thing. I simply cannot believe that that we would send people to Washington on either side who would actually allow what could happen, and that is that tax increases for everyone, plus these draconian cuts in social programs as well as defense programs. I just can't believe they're going to let that happen. I certainly hope not. But, you know, Mike, we're right in the middle of kind of a three-act play. First act, everybody says we've got to work together. Second act, they lay out both sides lay out their positions. That's what we've just seen happen here. And it's, you know, everything is dire. We're not going to ever be able to make this work. Act three will be when they close the doors, they get behind closed doors, and both sides say to one another, what do you need? What do you need? Right now, as far as we know, the president's made a phone call to Boehner, and that's the only real, kind of one-on-one talks that we've had, and there will have to be that, but we're just not there yet.
And at this point, as we watch the drama unfold, at least the public part that we can see, it's hard to know what's being said is real and what's being said just sort of to keep the troops happy for a while.
Well, exactly. And I don't think anything that's being said right now is real. Both sides are laying out their positions, but both sides are talking to the people on their side right now. They really haven't begun to talk to each other yet, and it's just going to take a while. I mean, it's frustrating, sometimes to the point of being disgusting. But it just kind of has to play itself out. Somebody said to me, well, this is just a replay of what we had last year. Well, yes, it is. But last year was a replay of what we had the year before on back. It's just the way these things work. And I haven't given up on it yet. I'm not optimistic or pessimistic. I think in the end, though, they'll find something to at least get us past the end of the year.
Well, I don't know what other projects they have on the agenda right now, but why don't they just get together, keep their mouth shut, at least publicly, and just, you know, get behind doors every day until they finally work something through?
Well, wouldn't that be great?
I mean,
what a remarkable what a remarkable plan that would be. But, it's just sort of the way things are now, and I can't tell you anything beyond that, Mike. It's just the way things seem to work. We've got a deeply, deeply divided country, and Washington reflects that. We had a very, very close election. I mean, both sides are claiming they got a mandate when, in fact, neither side got a mandate. The president got a second chance, and a lot of people in Congress got reelected, but I don't see that either side really got a mandate here. They've still got to figure out something. The problems are still as hard as they were last year. And right now, this deal will not be done till it's done. These kinds of things, you know, you can have 99% of it done and agreed to, but if you don't get that last deal thing, because they always save the hardest part to the last.
Right.
They got to find a way to get more revenue to run the government. And Republicans say, well, we've got to do entitlement reform. And in fact, they do. But Republicans have also got to find some way to increase revenues, either through tax increases or some other way. And as yet, they really haven't seriously, either side, has not seriously addressed those things. Let's just hope they do.
No doubt you'll take this up on Face the Nation?
Yep. We've got Tim Geithner, amongst others, who will be with us. And I guess we'll get his side of it. And if anything moves between now and Sunday, maybe we'll get a break on that. But we'll have to wait and see.
Boy, wouldn't that be sweet. Thanks, Bob. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, fellas.
CBS Chief Washington correspondent, Bob Schieffer.